I make a speech, get on a plane, make a speech. I'm working.
Well, I tell you what, the Bloomberg poll, all the polls out today look great in South Carolina. All of them.
Yeah.
They look good. Well, you know, we'll see. But I'm being hit. You know, they're spending $75 million in negative ads on me over the last 2 weeks. Are they catching on at all?
No.
What do you think? Are they catching on?
No.
They're vicious. They're spending a tremendous amount on negative ads on me.
No. You know what I thought was the kind of wow moment was the guy you brought up on stage.
Yeah, that was cool.
We played it several times this morning.
We played it up against Obama.
The both guys.
Oh, it is. We played Obama first.
The young guy was
the champ.
And then
we played the guys.
I saw it. I watched your show this morning. You have me almost as a legendary figure. I like.
No, I tell you, this morning, what we basically said today was we were completely wrong about the
debate. Totally.
We have one more segment.
One more segment, and then we're good. Thank you for doing this.
Okay. I'm doing it because
I said
nothing. You get great ratings and a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I get nothing.
We're getting a real window into your. So.
Well.
Just make us all look good. That's right.
Exactly.
So how come Drudge and Time Magazine said I won the debate, Joe, and you think it's...
Well, but so did the CBS poll. The next morning when I saw the CBS poll, I knew that the people that mattered didn't think you lost it. You came in a strong second. And I'll tell you what was the most revealing thing is Bush came in last.
Yeah, he came in last.
The guy you fought came in last.
He's a weak person.
And at that point, I said to Mika, we don't know what... You know,
he's a weak person.
Said so.
He's a weak person.
Oh, okay. Do you don't want me to do the ones with deportation?
We really have to go to some questions.
That's right. Nothing too hard, Mika.
Okay.
Look at that. I think that was, for most people in the Republican establishment, sort of the final sign.
Looking good.
Because
we'll
after this.
Hey, we'll see what happens. So what are the chances that something bad could happen on Saturday for me? It's always a chance, right?
It's like I said before Iowa. I said, I can't tell you if Trump's ahead. I can't tell if he's going to win or not. But it's a caucus state. In primary states, look how close New Hampshire was. The polls were almost identical. You can take a mix of these polls.
The polls are pretty
good. And you can just overlay it.
Except with caucus, because they change their mind.
Except for caucus. Caucuses, they should get rid of caucuses.
No, Nevada, oh, it's terrible. Nevada's a caucus state. I'm winning by 50%.
But you're so far up in Nevada, according to this latest poll.
They have a great building there.
So I'm going to read this, and then you take the question.
Well,
it is kind of cool.
Don't read the whole thing.
No.
I'm doing bullets.
Boom, 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 and then
I just
give
want to ask a general question.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's kind of good.
This is a beautiful set.
Nice set. Yeah.
It's a beautiful set.
I hate those one-word bullet points.
No.
No, it's not that. You're going to be okay. We're not going to do that.